Buenos días, buenos días, buenos días. Welcome to today's Mayito Minute. Have you ever found yourself asking yourself or thinking to yourself the following question? Have I done enough? Have I done enough? This could be a question that you might find yourself asking yourself before a workout, before a competition. A lot of times when we're just kind of hanging around by ourselves just because. The question, have I done enough? You know, another way to phrase this question would be, am I ready? Am I ready? Has all the sacrifices that I made, the training, the things that I've accomplished in the past that I've been able to do, is that going to be enough? What I've got coming up before me in the form of a competition or a workout or whatever, I mean, is it, am I going to be able to meet that standard, that expectation that I have for myself? Have I done enough? If your answer to that is no, Mario, I've never asked myself the question, have I done enough or am I ready? Then you're lying. Flat out. You are a liar. How can I confidently say that? Because folks, we are hardwired with a undertone kind of sense of beneath the surface type of a inadequacy. A sense of inadequacy. As human beings, you and I and every other human being walking around on this planet, we have this sense of we're not good enough. We haven't done enough. And we walk around with this and it manifests itself here and there. It's not a constant around with us all of the time type of a feeling. But it is going to pop up and it is going to be normal. It is going to happen. We have that hardwired within ourselves. So I guess the first thing that I want to make sure that I get out of the way here with this podcast is, it doesn't matter who you are that's listening to this. It doesn't matter how hard you train. It doesn't matter what you have personally been able to do and accomplish. You are going to ask yourself this question, have I done enough? Nobody escapes asking themselves this question. The Tour de France just passed, and there was a very candid interview with a rider who won the stage in the Tour de France. He was the first guy to cross the line on a particular day in the biggest bike race in the world, and he was very candid in his interview, and he said, I didn't know if I belonged in the group with the guys that I was in to try to win this particular race because, I mean, I looked around, and my gosh, they're all so good, and who am I? That's another way of our brain and our emotions and our heart asking ourselves the questions. Have I done enough? Am I good enough? And this is a guy that won a stage in the biggest bike race in the world. This is coming for all of us. So contrary maybe, I guess, to what we might believe or what we've been told, we do not have the ability to rid ourselves of these emotions. I'm going to say that again. We do not have the ability to rid ourselves of these thoughts and emotions. No, we're not Chuck Norris and we're always tough. Like even if you've Go listen to Mike Tyson talk now on the other side of his boxing career, and he'll tell you he was afraid and he lacked confidence and all these kind of things. A guy like Mike Tyson, who, you know, I'm showing my age here, but if you go back and watch clips and videos of Mike Tyson, he was arguably probably the scariest man on the planet that you'd want to get into a ring with at a particular point in time. But even he had this, have I done enough? Am I good enough? Question within his heart and his mind very frequently. So I want to make sure that we understand there's nothing that you can do. There's not a routine that you can go through. There's not a book that you can read. There's not a podcast you can listen to. There's not somebody you can go see that's going to rid you of you asking yourself this question, have I done enough? Now, that being said, I'm not going to contradict myself, but that being said, oftentimes this have I done enough question gets asked in moments of stillness and silence and inactivity. In other words, it's when we are just kind of hanging about. It's when we're by ourselves. It's when we're not doing anything in the form of maybe training or bettering ourselves. It's just kind of when we're just kind of hanging around that we get to thinking to ourselves. As I was thinking about this, because I've been thinking about this topic for, you know, several hours now before I got in here to record, you know, an idle mind is the devil's playground. Like, that's what came to mind when I wanted to kind of communicate this to you guys, like an idle mind. In other words, we're not really doing anything. We're just kind of there. We're just kind of existing. And you know, that's not meditation, by the way, that's different. But, you know, and then these thoughts will come in, these questions will come in, and they'll begin to kind of pillage and ravage us and have us go down the rabbit hole of, well, I don't know, like, am I good enough? Like, have I done enough? So although we cannot rid ourselves of asking ourselves this question from time to time. Now, notice I'm saying from time to time, it's another point I want to make. This should not always, if this is happening to you very frequently, that you're having these kinds of questions being asked of yourself, then there's something else at play there. There's something else that needs to be worked on, because this should not be a, you know, consistent thought pattern for you of, I don't feel like I'm good enough. I don't feel like I'm worthy. Have I done enough? You know, those kind of, it shouldn't be an everyday knockout, drag out, because these moments are, they're heavy. They're intense. They're weighty on us, on our minds, on our emotions, on our conscience. So we can't be in a constant state of, I'm always asking myself, Mario, if I'm good enough or have I done enough? That can't, because that is going to detract away from your training. It's going to detract away from your preparation. It's going to detract away from you moving towards being able to answer that question. Because the question is going to get answered, by the way. It is going to get answered. The answer is either yes or the answer is no. Neither of those answers are bad answers, by the way. If you get the answer back that yes, you were actually good enough, great. If you get the answer back that no, you weren't good enough, then that's also great. Either way, the clock keeps ticking, life goes on, there's something else to be done, so get going. But that's another topic for another day. What I want to stay here and camp out on is this should not be consistent. This should not rule the roost. This should not be something that you're, you know, camped out on for long periods of time, on a daily or even, you know, couple of time a week type basis. So then what do we do? Geez, Mario, this is really kind of somber podcast. You're telling me that I'm going to have these feelings of inadequacy. They're going to follow me around the rest of my life. That is true. Yes, I am telling you that. So awesome. So like every once in a while, I'm just going to kind of have these questions and thoughts bounce around. Yes, you are. But I mean, what do I do? You're telling me I can't get rid of them? No, you can't. So then what am I supposed to do? Well, the answer is you learn to coexist with them. Right now in Texas, well, not right now, because surprisingly we're getting a quote unquote cold front coming through here. So right now I think it's only 92 degrees outside. It's supposed to get to 98 if the projected high is met. But tomorrow we're right back into it. Tomorrow we're 110. So like, it's hot. It's mid-August in Texas. Can I expect heat in mid-August in Texas? Can I expect 100 degrees? Can I expect that kind of action around here? I hope so. I should. Okay, great. Now, if I can expect it, well, what should I do about it? Well, there are certain things that I could do about it, but I mean, I can't make it go away. I can't all of a sudden magically have it be 70 degrees like I would like it to be, like it is in California maybe, or somewhere else in the United States right now. But I can learn to, all right, well, it's going to be 110 degrees outside. Let me coexist with 110 degrees. What does that mean? Well, you better believe I'm probably not spending much time outside. You better believe I'm probably running my air conditioner inside. You better believe if I go outside, I'm probably wearing like loose fit, you know, clothing to keep myself cool. Like those kinds of things, right? I can navigate around the fact that I know that it's going to be 110 degrees outside because it's Texas and it's the middle of August. This is very much the same. I know that I've got an undertone of inadequacy running throughout me, a current in my body of inadequacy running throughout me. I know it's going to come up at some point. I shouldn't be surprised. I shouldn't be caught off guard. I shouldn't wonder what's wrong with me. How can I coexist with this? Well, loose-fitting clothing could take the shape of I can talk to myself. What things have I done? What evidence is there that I am good enough, that I have done enough? I can talk to myself. Self-talk, it's wonderful. Or I could just straight up get into action. I could get going. I could get moving. I can do something. What can I do about that? How can I make myself feel better right now? Not by grabbing a pint of ice cream and sitting down on the couch and eating it, but like, okay, do I go work out? Do I go read something? Do I go meditate? Do I go get my workout in because I'm procrastinating? I don't feel like getting my workout in because I don't know if I'm good enough. Like, do I do something? Do something. I can do something. I can think something. And then imagine that, like the mind is no longer idle. Because either there's thoughts jumping around and you're talking to yourself or you're doing something. So therefore, the devil doesn't get this playground. What was the question again? Wait, what was I asking myself? Oh, never mind, because I'm down here planking and I'm doing something about this. Man, this is, I'm making progress towards answering this question. What was the question again? So you see how this works? It's going to come up. When it does, don't be surprised. Be ready. There it is. It's natural. I'm a human on this planet. You got to deal with it. I got to deal with it. Dealing with it appropriately is what's going to separate human beings on this planet. That's the game changer. That's the difference maker. Because when met with these feelings of inadequacy, these thoughts about inadequacy, not being, am I good enough? Have I done enough? Then the way that what you do in the moments after that is going to determine whether you're going to be successful or not. Whether you're going to, unfortunately, be like the masses and not do anything with that, throw your hands up. Well, there it is. That's the human condition. Or whether you're actually going to be proactive. And you're actually going to take that, you're going to take those feelings of inadequacy, you're going to take those questions, you're going to say, okay, I'm going to do something with you. It's a good thing that you brought this up, by the way. Notice what I'm saying here. Am I good enough? Have I done enough? Those aren't bad questions that your soul, your mind, your heart, your spirit, whatever is asking you. Those are not bad questions that you're being asked. They're good questions. Why? Because if they can get us to move and act and think and actually better ourselves, Man, that's great news. So the reason why, to kind of land the plane here, the reason why this question comes up, have I done enough? The reason why we have this feeling of inadequacy within us, the reason why, folks, is because we're achievers. Human beings, we get things done. We're hardwired also in the same breath that we're hardwired with some insecurity, some inadequacy about us. We want to shake that off. And the way that we can shake that off is by doing things, solving problems, moving forward, being proactive. So we're being asked this question a lot of times as maybe a little nudge, like, hey, get moving, get going. Let's figure this out. In a way, the body, the soul is kind of excited to say, let's get this party started. Let's get this thing in motion. That's not always the case. There are going to be times where you're asking yourself this question, you know, you're being asked this question unnecessarily. It's like, okay, this is the 14th time that I've asked myself this question today. Like, this is not good anymore. This has crossed over from being a good thing to being a maladaptive thing to being a thing that's actually taking away from me performing at a higher level. But again, I can't answer that question in this specific podcast about where you are and kind of how this is playing out for you in your life personally. I can if you want to partner with me. So let me know if you want to do that and have those kinds of conversations. I would love to do that with you. But the bottom line is that this is a good thing to be asked these questions because it should move us to be better versions of ourselves. All right, I'm done. I'm out. I hope you guys are enjoying the content that I'm sharing with you. If you are, let me know you are, and or share the episode with somebody else, and or review it, whatever you want to do, be proactive. See what I did there? Thank you guys. All right, until next time, y'all take care.